You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
93, 94, 95 BFM.
Greenpeace is there raising the alarm on Fonterra's role in derailing international climate action. This comes after the Netherlands-based Changing Markets Foundations released a report last week outlining the actions of 22 of the biggest meat and dairy companies across four continents. The report highlights Fonterra and the New Zealand livestock industry as key players in a strategy to delay regulation of agriculture emissions. I spoke to Greenpeace spokesperson Sinead O'Flynn about the report and Greenpeace's concerns. I started by asking about Fonterra's role in preventing international climate action.
So Fonterra has been named and shamed in an international investigation by the Changing Markets Foundation that exposes the way that agribusiness corporations globally have been using tactics out of the same playbook as the tobacco industry and the oil industry to delay and derail political action on climate change. And the investigation found that these companies are investing millions of dollars in misleading the public through greenwashing efforts, denying and misrepresenting science, and as well in political lobbying, and that all of this is to downplay their role in the climate crisis and avoid any regulation of their climate pollution.
Is it just Fonterra, or are there other New Zealand companies named in the report?
Specifically, Fonterra is named. They're one of 22 agribusiness companies that have been exposed for their misleading tactics.
In the context of you mentioning that Fonterra was greenwashing, can you talk about what Fonterra calls their positive environmental efforts?
Yes, so Fonterra claims to be the cleanest, the greenest, the most sustainable dairy company globally. But one of the things that this report points out is that there's actually no standard method for measuring or reporting emissions in the agriculture industry. So there's really nothing to substantiate those claims. One of the other things that comes out in this report is the way that Fonterra and Big Dairy here in New Zealand have for two decades now delayed any regulation of the agriculture industry. We've seen efforts in 2003, 2008, 2017, 2022, and then just recently efforts to regulate those industries being kind of dodged and avoided. And that is part of a kind of a global strategy to derail and delay action on climate change.
And how does Fonterra compare to other agribusinesses in other countries?
As I said, because there's no standard measurement for recording and reporting emissions, it is hard to substantiate or to tell. But one thing we do know is that international customers more and more are putting pressure on the New Zealand dairy market to clean up their act because they're seeing through the greenwash, and their customers have better sustainability expectations than really we are.
Is our government enabling Fonterra to continue doing this through things like the fast track legislation?
So this government absolutely is pandering to and facilitating the climate pollution of Fonterra and Big Dairy. But I will say, it isn't just this government. We've seen successive governments over the last 20 years let them get away with their pollution and a real lack of willpower to regulate and do what is necessary to cut down that climate pollution.
Will Fonterra just keep getting away with this?
No, there is international pressure. Customers expect products to be actually clean and green and more sustainable. So whether our government are not regulating them and Fonterra have really unambitious climate targets for themselves, eventually the market is going to catch up with them. We're already seeing it. So this change towards more sustainable ecological farming practices is inevitable. And really, the government in Fonterra should now start investing in helping farmers to make that transition.
What does that transition look like? There's been lots of discussions about a just transition. What would this look like for farmers?
Yes, so as we know, Big Dairy is New Zealand's worst climate polluter, and most of that is in the form of methane emissions. The new Merchants of Doubt report states that scientists have said that we need to halve our methane emissions by 2030. And we can't do that without regulating the industry, without reducing herd size, and without investing in supporting farmers to transition towards ecological and plant-based farming.
That was Greenpeace's Sinead O'Flynn on Fonterra's role in preventing international climate action.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.